There is no success without succession. If we fail to deliver to our children the faith, the doctrines, the zeal that we have for the things of God, if we fail to deliver that to them, we will have failed.
What I challenge you to do, listen. Listen to the Word of God today. Listen to the Word of God tomorrow, and listen to the Word of God in your lives.
You know what would be amazing is if some of you went home and looked at your mom and said, "Hey mom, how can I help you? Hey dad, how can I be a blessing to you?" You know, it might be amazing for some of you to go home and just say, "Hey mom, I love you. Hey dad, I love you. Thank you. I know I don't say it a lot. I know that I tend to only think about myself, but you know, I want to consider you as well."
I want you to get all the way in, and I want you to decide that you will serve the Lord with your life, and that you're not gonna try to have it both ways, but that you're gonna get all the way in and get sold out for the things of God and serve God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength.
I forgot my lucha mask in my office. I'll be right back.
Dwight Kidd cheated! Oh.
It's true, Dwight Kidd. And now the referee knows what everyone who was watching the match last night already knew,
yep.
And pretty much the entire world already knew, that you are a cheater. This reminds me of a verse. The Bible says, "Be sure your sin will find you out."
Yeah. Thank you, Pastor. This actually reminds me of a verse as well. Cheaters never prosper.
That's not a verse in the Bible.
I'm pretty sure it is, but I'll let it slide. You're a pastor. Anyway, it reminds me of another verse. God works in mysterious ways.
That's not a verse in the Bible either.
Okay. Well, my last one, let go. You know, just let go and let God.
Please stop.
Okay.
But by the way, Pastor, good luck, because you're going to need it.
Do you know for sure if you died today, if you're on your way to heaven? Because tonight, you're going to find out.
Are you okay? You need help?
I don't need help. I have money. Mark my words, my dad will be hearing about this.
got to just decide in your mind, in your heart, you know what, I'm going to learn to fight. I'm going to prepare. I'm going to read the Word of God. I'm going to pray. I'm going to make sure that I'm right with God. I'm going to fight for lost souls. And just prepare yourself to be that next generation.
Thousand points for Spartacus for using the banner. Decide right now that when the opportunity comes, when the choice has to be made, when you have to take a stand and you have to decide, you're not gonna side with the group, you're not gonna side with the friend, you're not gonna make the wrong choice. When the hesitancy is there and the choice has to be made, let it not be said of you, but the youth drew not the soul. All right, the nine bot kick scooter, electric scooter, valued at $630. I don't understand why this is, but it goes to Jocelyn Zuniga. That is a lucky girl, lucky girl. Where's Jocelyn? Come on up.
Ladies and gentlemen, just to reiterate, this is a no disqualification. Anything goes. Tables, ladders, and chairs, extreme rules match set for one fall. And it is for the World Wrestling Championship.
And he's going right for the
chain. There's no way that Pastor Jimenez is going to survive. And it looks to me like something's going on here. Like the lights are going out, but they're still wrestling.
There's a power malfunction. There's a power malfunction, folks. What's going on in the ring?
I want to say, kids, please do not try this again. We hope you had a great time.
Amen.
And I want to invite you to join us next year for the Next Generation Youth Rally, Roman numeral number 2. How close you are dismissed.